one is delayed and it's very tenuous, the communications now
tricky country
between Brian Ricks and Shirley Hardy Ricks, who are on a motorbike travelling from the east, from the west to the east, through all the stands. And we find him in Kyrgyzstan.
They're ticking off the stands.
Where is Kyrgyzstan, Brian? Good morning.
Good morning, Darren. Good morning, Jane. Yes, we're in Kyrgyzstan, and that's above Tajikistan, above Afghanistan, and below Kazakhstan. But we're heading north into Kazakhstan. We've moved away from the Pamir region. We travelled right around the beautiful Wagan Valley, right down towards Dushanbe. There's been some Taliban activity on the other side of the border, about 30 kilometres from where we were. There'd been a suicide bombing in one of the northern towns in Afghanistan, but we continued on down the valley, crossed across into Dushanbe, and then headed up north, and we've made our way across two beautiful mountain passes, very dusty, very dirty, very hard riding, but great scenery above the snow line. And remember, we are in 30-plus degree temperatures here, and the snow line is above 5,000 metres, so we're pretty close to that level. Then we came down towards the borders with Uzbekistan, Tajikistan and Kyrgyzstan. Finding a way through the borders here is a little difficult because there are disputed territories. When we crossed the border from Tajik into Kyrgyzstan, we thought we'd nailed it on a road diverting around some of these disputed territories. But we ended up riding straight into a well-armed army roadblock, which meant a detour back about 30 kilometres and picking our way through to get ourselves to Osh. So we did that. When we got to Osh, we had some maintenance to do on the motorcycle after those really hard roads down south, and now we're heading north. So I heard your weather in Melbourne, and we've had nothing but 35-plus degrees here, but we have friends who have crossed from Mongolia into Russia, which is about 1,000 kilometres north of us, minus 2 degrees, raining, snow, hail, as they cross the border into Russia. So the weather started to close in on us, guys, and we're hoping that we can get across up into Russia and then trek east towards Vladivostok. So that's the plan, Darren.
By gosh, you're in Osh. I can't believe it. it's such an adventure. Are you taking your life in your hands? Do you ever feel that you're sort of a bit worried that someone's going to snipe at you?
Yeah, a bit vulnerable.
Yeah.
I think it's more dangerous on the roads than anything. There's a lot of army presence in some of the disputed areas, and they will stop you. They won't let you go through if things are really bad. Travelling down that valley, when the Taliban leadership had changed and there was a lot of activity, they'd closed borders down there, and there was one day there I thought, oh boy, we need to get out of here. But it was only like a few hours until we headed away from the border region and into Dushanbe. Things, I hope, are settling out a bit in the north. The north's usually fairly settled in Afghanistan, but obviously it's a very volatile area, and borders mean nothing to these people. These are tribal people, you know. Western people believe in borders, but these people, they don't do that. It's really just a line on a map. Things can happen very quickly.
I'm just looking at the map now, speaking of maps. Kyrgyzstan is north, as you say, of Tajikistan, which is north of Afghanistan, which is
east of Uzbekistan.
Uzbekistan, and Uzbekistan is north of Turkmenistan.
It's in the middle of nowhere.
It's a big country, though, isn't it? There's quite a bit of land space.
Yeah.
It's a huge country, Darren. When we cross the next border, we'll go to the big city of Almaty, which is in Kazakhstan, and there's a mountain range, the Altai Mountains, which lead north, which are apparently beautiful. So we're really looking forward to that. We just hope that the weather holds for us for a little bit longer. So we might have to cut and run to get away from the weather. If, as you know, it's no fun riding in minus degrees on a motorcycle, ooh, particularly when the roads are very iffy. But the main danger, I think, Jane, is the roads themselves and the drivers. Really quite dangerous. It's pointless having a white line on a road because if it's asphalt, people are on it. And if you're small, you get out of the way because big cars want your side of the road. And it's nothing unusual to see a truck being overtaken by a car coming directly at you. Oh. They'll look at straight at you and then just overtake. Then you have to get out of the way.
Mm. And so you hit dirt.
That's probably the most dangerous part.
So what do? You just head for the dirt and just get off that tarmac so that you're not vulnerable.
Oh, I'm tempted to have a pocket of marbles and just throw them up in the air as they go past, but I think that might cause a few problems.
It really is a very...
Yes, I have to head for the dirt there, you know.
It's a very isolated area you are in, and people might ask, why are you doing this? Being on a motorcycle with your dear wife, going to all these amazing places.
Jane, we have seen some amazing sights. We've seen the beautiful Silk Road. We've seen wonderful mountains. And I must say, the people are so friendly. You know, you're learning a lot about people and ancient cultures and things like that, and it really is quite an experience. And we know, as we move further north, the change in people is what I like about this. We're in the stands where we are now, all the children laugh and joke and want to high-five you as you ride through the towns. I know when we get into Russia, where we were in Western Russia, much more reserved people. But once you get talking to them, they're very, very friendly, but they're reserved. That's probably a lot to do with recent past, who knows. But to me, it's interesting to pick those differences.
So just to finish up, this coming week, you're in Osh now, so you'll keep heading north, what, up through to Kyrgyzstan, to Kazakhstan, is that right?
That's right, Darren. And with a bit of luck, we may well be in Russia. We've got some Australian friends who I told you have come through Mongolia. They're the ones that told us how cold it is up there.
Yeah.
And we're hoping to meet up with them in a little place called Banao in Russia. Don't ask me to spell it. I'm not pretty sure. But we're looking forward to seeing them and perhaps having a little bit of a reunion next weekend.
Oh, well.
Which is a fair ride. You've got a few Ks to do, so hopefully we'll chat again at this
time.
All
the best, Brian.
Stay upright, watch out for those trucks on the tarmac, and say hi to Shirley.
And don't throw any marbles.
And look after the bike.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
Bye. Brian Ricks, former head of the homicide squad here in Victoria. No.
Wouldn't you?
No.
I wouldn't do it like they're doing it, but I would love to go to visit those Stan countries.
In a car, maybe. You wouldn't get me on a bike, though.
No. That's...
at least here in Australia, we try and stay side of the road, which is always handy. 14 to 9.
G'day, Tom Elliott here. It's been a huge week for Word on the Street.
A convenience store franchise has been investigated for underpayment of staff.